Blog Talk Radio.
In the world, always act according to the highest moral standards, both in private and in public. Always be honest in word and deed, both in private and in public. Master your emotions and control your sense, both in private and in public. Be calm and patient, both in private and in public. Take every opportunity to serve others, both in private and in public. Be kind and gentle to your children, both in private and in public. Good morning and welcome to another segment of the A New Day show. I am super excited this Wednesday morning and happy fall to you. I was just speaking with my guest while we were hanging out in the virtual green room, and she is also from Connecticut, and I was asking her whether or not she had any fall foliage in her neck of the woods yet. And I tell you, everything is so lusciously green here in Connecticut. The flowers that were planted over the summer are still so beautifully in bloom. So we are just enjoying, I think we can say, summer fall. But whatever it is, we are so thankful that we are alive to enjoy that day today. As usual, I entertain your calls. And the number to call is 646-915-8166. I have one guest today, and after that guest is through with our dialogue, then you're going to be left to hang with me for the rest of the 2 hours. And I always have fun with you. So I encourage you to call in. Before, I want to welcome my abled assistant, Miss Vanna. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waking up, because she's in Jamaica, and that means we are an hour ahead of them. So she wakes up on the crack of dawn to be on here with me, and I'm so thankful for that. I want to do a bit of housekeeping before I bring my guests on. Of course, she's no stranger to the show because she has been on the show before. She's a colleague of mine, and she's an awesome woman and doing a lot of beautiful things. So I thought, who better to have a conversation around entrepreneurship other than Dee Boone. So I'm going to bring her on momentarily. I just want to do a bit of housekeeping. I want to remind you that the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 will be taking place in New York City at the Broadway Millennium Hotel on March the 23rd through the 26th. And I want to introduce you to the team of speakers. Mr. Leon Ellis, restaurateur, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker. John Mullock, master positive achiever. Crystal Washington, marketing and social media strategist. Willie Crawford, joint venture guru and millionaire. Brian R. Ridgway, transformational mentor. Aurella Mitchell Durant, copyright attorney. Stephen Jackson, the original geek and new social media guru. Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, strategic planner and business development consultant. Sam Orr, CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide. Mr. Kobe Huberman, CEO and Strategic Landscape Limited. Edward Foxworth III, personal productivity strategist. Jennifer Circle, author and strategic expert. Chandel Pitts, design consultant. James Nemley, CEO and founder of Better Business Builder. Mr. Simon T. Bailey will be our keynote speaker, and I am blessed to be the founder. So we encourage you to come be with us on March the 23rd through the 26th for the Vision Transformation Revolution Weekend. So mark your calendar. You don't want to miss it. God has pulled together a powerful team who believe in you and the outcome of your vision and calling. So, without any further delay, I want to welcome my friend and introduce to some who have never heard her, my friend Dee Boone. Dee, good morning.
Good morning, Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful. Well, I want to thank you for waking up this early to be on the show with me. I know you have always blessed many when you are on here. So I am super, super excited about having you, especially for the conversation that we are about to have. Will you please use the first few minutes and just lay the ground rule for, not the rule, but just the platform for people to understand who Dee Boone is and her a little bit about her history.
Awesome, I'd be glad to. Okay, who is Dee Boone? Dee Boone is an entrepreneur, business owner, and success coach and social media expert. But I didn't start off that way. I started off the same way that most people did, working for someone. And then I was in corporate America. And the last corporate company I worked for was an IT firm where I created the first corporate university. And now imagine what it's like to have to be in charge of training geniuses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, geniuses have a huge ego, and they feel that they know it all. But then my job was to show them that they didn't know quite everything.
Always room.
Yeah, right? And to find value. And to find value in learning, that you can still always learn something, no matter what your area of expertise. There's always something new right around the corner.
Exactly, exactly, because it's important to be fresh in whatever you're doing, and especially as entrepreneurs, we got to keep at the drawing board and keep things fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very important, because if you feel that you know everything, you are slowly starting your own personal decay.
That's right.
Yep, learning plus growth equals power, and depending on your attitude, you can have an abundant life.
That's right.
long as you are deciding, you know, I know it all, there's nothing new that I can learn, you're slowly starting the start of decay. There's always something new.
You know, it's day before yesterday, I was speaking with a friend in Canada, and I told him, I said, you know something? As an entrepreneur, we don't know everything. However, we ought to be smart enough to choose the experts who know the things that we don't know. And he said to me, I never saw it like that. Because, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs have the thought about, if I don't do it, it's not going to get done properly. And that's a myth. And that's a lie. All the entrepreneurs who are extremely successful are successful because they learn how to tap into the skills and expertise that they do not have and to collaborate with other people to get the right things done.
That is so right. It's so important as an entrepreneur to realize to quickly identify what your strengths and weaknesses are. Mm-hmm. If you do that, you are really subjugating yourself in terms of trying to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a quick way to burn yourself out.
That's right.
You don't want to end your business just as quickly as you started it because you want to do everything. So it's important to, one, like you said, collaborate, but it's even more important what you did talking with your friend in Canada is networking.
That's right.
Network, find out what kind of talent is out there. And networking is not a one-way deal. It's a two-way deal. So for the entrepreneurs that are listening, if you are not networking, you're missing opportunity to connect with others as well as offer your advice and expertise as well, because there may be someone else that you know that can help that person that you're speaking with.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's important about that is that when you're networking, you can offer advice and information, and that people feel inclined to offer advice and make recommendations of you to others. That's what you want. That's exactly what you want. So networking is very important because it keeps you aware of the talent that's out there.
What are some of the shortcomings that you personally observe in entrepreneurs that has been holding them back?
Well, the first thing was doing it myself, doing the whole thing myself and thinking that, you know, if I ask for help, it's showing weakness. That was the very first thing that I did when I started off in my business. As a coach, you know, it's very easy to go into that mindset because you've created everything.
Mm-hmm.
And with my background being in training and development, one of the things that I was very good at is creating documentation, developing programs. But my other area of weakness was, sales and following up. I always had a staff. So I had to learn how to ask for help, go to other experts in those areas to help me fulfill my business, you know, in terms of being out and doing those wonderful, you know, getting a virtual assistant to help me with the follow-up, because I'm busy creating documentation, I'm creating programs and events, and so I have someone else that will follow up with people, and that works great.
You know, Dee, it's interesting that you brought the word virtual assistant up. Another colleague and I, she lives out in Arizona, and we were talking the other day, like at, it was 1 o'clock my time, and we were talking, and I was saying to her, you know, I I got to tell you, I said, you know, I said, I'm having issues because I said, I want to get a virtual assistant, but I said, I have to develop trust with my material because I said, how do I know that she's not going to be giving my material to other clients? And she laughed. I said, why are you laughing so hysterical? She said, Dr. D, I'm going through the same thing. I said to her, no wonder God have us talking on the phone together. Because that can be a challenge, D, that holds us back. And yes. I'm still working through it. You know?
Yes, you know, that, you know, trust is a big issue when you're talking about your business, especially if you're dealing with intellectual capital. I think what has happened with social networking, it has really blew that wide open. So there is always something out there that someone else is using in that regard. What are things that you could... I had to learn is that you have to trust whatever you put out there is going to come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether good or bad, it's just karma. But understand, if you have work that represents who you are, it will always make room for you. It will always provide for you. And you have to have that trust. Of course, when you're dealing with, you know, looking at hiring somebody, you know, do a background check and all that good stuff. Get references and all that thing so you can feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you're going to have that mindset of, okay, I let go and I trust. Also, too, it's about the law of attraction. That's also very important.
Mm-hmm.
As an owner, you have to be aware of what you're attracting to you. So
mm-hmm.
if you... all of a sudden you're getting all these shady people that's coming towards you and your business, then what are you doing that's attracting that?
That's attracting that. That's right. You know, I was at a conference and someone was in my class and she came up with me with a copy of my book and she wanted me to autograph it for her because she had bought the book in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And when I took the book and I look at the cover, I said, oh, I said, I am on the cover, but this is not my original book. She said, what do you mean? And then I took out my book out of my bag and I showed her. And she said, oh, my God, somebody had knocked the book off. And when my book was read, the original cover is red. This was a kind of fuchsia-ish color. So they didn't get the color. And I still signed it for her because it was not her fault.
Right.
And it goes back to say, you know, what you put out there. And it is there. She read it. I know the information is going to be beneficial to her. However, I think the next time she does a purchase of anything, she will be certain to go directly to the source.
Yes.
Being a social media expert, Dee.
Yes.
What are some practices we as entrepreneurs can apply to be out there and be getting all that is out there in the virtual world for us?
Oh, okay. Oh, I love talking about social networking, especially with entrepreneurs. Here's what I'm going to give you: a quick strategy towards incorporating social networking into your business.
Okay.
The very first thing you must do is use your marketing plan to build your social networking platform. And what I mean by that, you already have a marketing plan when you started your business, hopefully, and from there you want to have a consistent message all across the board. So what it means, don't go into creating a Facebook account and coming up with something totally different than what your current marketing plan is. Whatever your business cards, your brochures, and any of your written material, it should be consistent in whether you're using Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. And I highly recommend any business owner, entrepreneur, artist, creative person to, at the minimum, using those three tools. Those are the three that people on right now. Facebook plans to have 1 billion users by the end of, by the beginning of the summer of next year. Can you imagine 1 billion people on Facebook? Why is that significant? Because it creates word of mouth on your business. It creates a community around your business locally and globally. So it's crucial. That's where people are. That's where they're talking. And especially for entrepreneurs that are over 40 years old who did not grow up with Facebook, this is the place where you want to connect with others. They have heard horror stories about, you know, people talking about what they're going to have for dinner or putting up pictures of their grandchildren. Here's the thing. Social networking is meant to be social. It's about relationship building.
That's right. You
know, a lot of people forget that. They think, oh, I just go out there and I put my business and then somebody will come. It's not a field of dreams.
You have to build relationships.
You have to build relationships. It's very key. One of my most successful relationships using social networking is my mentor. He is in London, in the UK, and I connected with him on Facebook 3 or 4 years ago. I just met him this past August.
Wonderful.
It's a great experience, and I have learned so much from him. But here's the thing. From him, from our relationship online, he has referred me out to other businesses and companies. And so I've gone and I've spoken at women's conferences off of his recommendation.
Wonderful.
They set me up in the hotel and airfare and paid for me to speak at a women's conference. So can you imagine all this from a man that I hadn't even met?
But that's right.
My mentor on Facebook.
Beautiful.
That is the kind of connection that you can have. But you have to, in order to win in social networking, you must play to get paid.
Amen. That's it.
I
want to be respectful of your time, and it is now 10:23. So I want to let you be aware of that and ask you how you want to summarize, because you did commit to a certain time, and I don't know if you want to stay longer. I'm open to that if your time allows for you. But if not, you could start summarizing what you want to leave us with. I know a woman so gifted and talented, I know that's just a drop in the bucket. It's a mustard seed. We haven't even scratched the surface with you.
Sure, not a problem. Thank you. I just want to thank you for the opportunity for coming on your show and speaking with your listeners, because it's so important. As an entrepreneur, and this is what I want to leave you with, as an entrepreneur, you yourself are a growing, breathing brand. Mm-hmm. You have to see yourself as a brand and as well as a person that people could go to and trust. They like doing business with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you be personable and approachable and engaging.
Mm-hmm.
These are key if you want to be successful in business. Also know that you cannot do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you are in business, you must be able to connect with other people and develop relationships. Relationship building is the number one thing and as a key to your success.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I must stress when you are in this process is to enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm.
When you are One of the things I earlier this week is kind of funny. As entrepreneurs, it's very easy for us to forget holidays.
Oh, please! I didn't know it was a holiday too. Oh, Lord.
Right, yeah.
This is too funny.
Day. And I was like, it was a holiday. What kind of holiday?
And so I was the only one.
So it reminded me, you know, that it's okay to take a break every now and then. But here's the thing. When you are in business for yourself and you achieve successes, reward yourself.
That's right.
Reward yourself. And whatever that is, have some fun. Go to the movies. Go get your nails done. You know, for guys, they may want to go and go to a
get
ball.
Get your nails done, too. They can do manicure and pedicure, too, so their hands look acceptable.
That's true. I see a lot of it in the salons now. So, yeah, you're
and
very
massage.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, massage. You name it. Reward yourself for the hard work that you've been doing in your business, because one of the things, you know, when you're working for somebody, is, you know, you're looking for that reward. You're looking for that validation. You have to give it to yourself as the boss man or the boss lady. You have to say, hey, that was a great job I did, you know, and now I'm going to go celebrate. And to be very proactive, or it becomes a grind. You want to be very proactive in your own work of celebrating you and your employees, if you happen to have them. And my number one thing, I'll just repeat it again, is enjoy the journey. Enjoy it. Because know that there's someone right now looking for your expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. So you have to believe that. You have to believe that your business is the best thing since sliced bread. You have to have confidence, not the ego, but the confidence to know that you're offering a service that will better someone else's life. So that's what I want to leave you with. Daphne, tell me.
Before you go, would you tell people when your show is and how they can reach you, please?
Okay. Well, the best way to reach me is on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. On Facebook, you can go to my fan page, which is facebook.com/socialabundance. And on Twitter is twitter.com/DE_Boone, BOONE. And you can also search for me on LinkedIn as D Boone. That's DE, only one E, BOONE. So I'm delighted to, you know, feel free to connect with me. If you heard me on Daphne's show, let me know what you thought. And definitely continue to listen to Daphne's show on a weekly basis, because she's absolutely marvelous.
Thank you.
Daphne,
when is your show, Dee? Do you have a show, too? When is that?
Yeah, my show is on Thursdays on WDJZ, and it's on hiatus right now.
Okay.
It'll return back in January.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you have 2 minutes. I want to give you all that belongs to you. So you have 2 minutes. Use it as you may.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Entrepreneurs, business owners, writers, coaches, whatever your area of expertise, please know that someone else is right now looking for you. And the thing that I want to stress to you is to always stay in a state of learning. Learning is key for your personal development, but also for your business. And the next step is to love what you do. Love what you do, who you are, and the things that you love being around, the people. Make sure that you have a support system that will uphold you. And then the third thing is leading. When when you are leading others, make sure, here's the question, if you, knowing who you are, would you follow you? And then if that answer is like no, well then go get some education on leadership. Understand the importance of leadership and how people are always looking for answers. They're looking for leaders. You must be the leader in your business and in your community, so or your sphere of influence, because some people say, I don't have a community. Well, your sphere of influence, and that's your family and friends and, you know, certain people around you. So leadership is key. Learn, love, lead.
That's right. Thank you. I look forward to having you on again sometime. And it's a long time I've been saying we need to get together. We need to let that happen soon. So stay blessed. Like, stay successful. I see the light in you. I love you. And I send light and love your way, my sister.
Oh, thank you so much.
All righty. And thank you. And have a great, 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 great day.
Great. Thank you so much. God bless you, Dad.
God bless you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, that was the abundance, the guru of abundance, Dee Boone, a powerful woman, extremely talented, extremely humble in all the things that she does. I want to remind you that you can call in. The number to call in is 646-915-8166. And right now, I'm going to be reading some more things to you. But before I do that, I would like to do a commercial break. And also, you remember a couple of weeks ago, I had Rochelle Blakely on the show. And I want to play one of her songs for you this morning as well. So let me do some commercial break and housekeeping.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour. And we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And I want to remind you that the Vision Weekend Conference is scheduled to happen on March the 23rd through the 26th. In New York City at the Broadway Millennium Hotel. It will be a vision transformation revolution weekend. And you do not want to miss that. So mark your calendar to be there. Tell your friends about it, because we are going to be rocking Times Square and you want to be there. So mark the date. We have a date. You don't want to miss it. You want to be there. You want to be there. So I want to share with you a song from Rochelle Blakely. And the name of this song is Jesus Is My Victory.
For me, he is strong when I am away.
Yeah, that's Rochelle Bleakley. And I played that song because, you know something, entrepreneurship comes in different form. You heard Dee Boone spoke about her experience in the corporate world. And I remember when I met Dee back some years ago, and she shared with me the company she worked for had allowed her even to go overseas to train some of those experts that she was talking about. And she has now converted her corporate skills into an entrepreneurship. Rochelle is a vocalist, and she is doing her music among other things that she's doing. So what are some of the skills and talents that you have laying dormant inside of you that you can get up and said, listen, I'm not going to be standing on the long line at the unemployment office. I'm not going to be cursing and chewing out the government. I'm going to be doing this. I know that you are equipped to go out there and do something. Ask yourself what that something is. I want to share with you another of my favorite writings. Duties to self, to the family, to the country, and the world are not independent of one another. One cannot be good to the country by injuring himself or his family. Similarly, one cannot serve the country by injuring the world at large. Food for thought. We need to understand the importance of maintaining balance. As entrepreneurs, we need to have balance in everything we go. You heard Dee spoke about taking time out and rewarding yourself. I myself had no knowledge that this past Monday was the Columbus Day. And I was calling the bank, and I was getting the voicemail that said, their office is closed, and I was here sitting and saying, I cannot believe that they came in. It's now minutes to 11, and they forget to turn off the recording that they left on for the weekend. So then my intuition kicked in. Call Bridget. So I called Bridget, and I said, Bridget, are the kids gone to school? She said, ha, ha, ha. And she began laughing. I said, why are you laughing? She said, girl, I did not know it was a holiday. I was getting the kids up to go to school this morning, and Kevin said to me, what's wrong with you, Bridget? Don't you know the kids are off? And I said, why are they off? And he said to her, it's a holiday. So, you know, we as entrepreneurs, and it is not good or bad, it is just what it is. We are so focused and centered on what we are doing and where we want to go. And a lot of times we tend to neglect ourselves and rewarding ourselves. What I have made the choice to begin doing as of now is to go through my calendar and highlight all the holidays so that I will not be caught from the blind side. And, you know, you can always do a little something for yourself. Yesterday, my friend Bridget, she ran me to the post office, and she stopped and she treated me to lunch. And we had some girlfriend time and laughter and chatted and all of that. We all need a little downtime, and we might not be able to do lunch, but I remember we walked. And now I have a bike and she has a bike. And we are talking about Now we are going to be going in the park close to our homes, and we are going to be bike riding. So what is it that you need to do for yourself? Do something for you, not for your spouse, not for anybody else, only for you. You are listening to the Dynamic One. My amazing guest, Dee Boone, was on for the first 30 minutes of the show. And now you are with me. And I'm going through and I'm sharing some different writings that motivates me and keep me centered. And I want to encourage you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And just share some experiences that you have as an entrepreneur, or some things that's preventing you from stepping out boldly and becoming an entrepreneur. I cannot imagine anything noble or more national than for that. Say, 1 hour in a day, we should all do the labor that the poor must do, and thus identify ourselves with them, and through them with all mankind. That was a quote from Gandhi, and it is so true, because a lot of times we get a mightier than thou attitude. And we begin to label people and cast judgment on them. But there's a saying, if you were in their moccasins, what would you do? What would you do? And put yourself in the other person's position and ask, if I had the experience they had, if I went through the community of development that they went through, would I have made the right choice? As entrepreneurs, we are also leaders. You heard Dee spoke about a relationship that was formed on social media for 4 years. For 4 years, she nurtured that relationship. I think it was last week I was recommending and suggesting that when you go into a relationship, stop asking what is in it for you. Instead, boldly state what you bring to the relationship, whether it is professional relationship or business, or personal relationship. Stop looking at what you get. Instead, focus greatly on what you bring. And you will be surprised to see how that begins to catapult your life and your business. So begin to practice that principle. Each of us, we are out there in the world, and yes, we need to have a tunnel vision about our vision, our purpose, and our calling, and what we want to accomplish. However, we ought not to be so focused that we cannot see to the right or left, or even behind us, at the things that needs our attention. There are young people out there in our communities, and they're looking at us as role models. Why can't we find an hour a week as an entrepreneur to mentor that young person? And you know, you heard Dee spoke about having a mentor in the UK. It does not matter where you are. You can still be a mentor for someone. It doesn't matter where you are. If you are a mentee, reach out to someone that you have a relationship with and solicit their support in helping you to reach your goals in your life. Again, I want to encourage you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And I'm here and I am sharing with you some of the writings that helps me to go day by day, things that I apply to my life on this journey of transformation and growth and learning. I want to share with you this one, and it comes from Rig Veda. When the poor come to you in great need, begging for food, do not harden your hearts against them. Remember that the poor may once have been rich, and you may one day be poor. When you see people who are thin for lack of food, beg them to accept your help. Remember that you may need their friendship in times to come. Now, you never know when it is that you're going to need someone's support. So why not continue every day to plant seeds of love and kindness to everyone you see? We as entrepreneurs, word of mouth is the best advertisement that we can have. And you remember I shared earlier on about the way that we behave in private and in public. And what that writing was saying is that you ought not to be switching from one person to another. You got to be consistent in who you are. Don't be having a split personalities, because when you do that, people are going to begin to think that you are schizophrenic. So don't be holier than thou. You're so holy and religious on a Sunday, and by Monday morning, you're in the street acting crazy. Know that those behaviors will impact your business. Because there's sometimes down the road when somebody you're going to approach to do business with them, and they're going to draw your attention back to that day when you were acting crazy, and more than likely, you have forgotten what that was like. However, the person who saw that, it has been engraved in their memory. And more than likely, it has impacted their hearts and has hardened their hearts. And they are saying, oh, no way. Not me, sir. I would never do business with that person. So as an entrepreneur, you need to continue to work on yourself. Every day you get up, you got to learn something. You got to love a lot of people and position yourself to be a leader. One of the other things that you need to do each and every day as an entrepreneur, whether you made a sale or not in your business, get into an attitude of gratitude. That is so important. I speak that, and in a couple of months, I will be announcing a book, because I am invited to be one of the contributing authors to a book of gratitude, 365 Days of Gratitude. And I myself am in the process of compiling. I had done 31 Days of Gratitude, and I myself am in the process of compiling that. So when you come to the conference in 2012, you're going to be able to go away with a bundle of my books that will help you to just invest in you and into the things that you're doing. I want to just take a break here, and I want to ask my abled assistant, if you know any entrepreneur who want to talk about their business and they are on Skype, ask them to call in. I don't know if your mom wants to call in and talk about what it was like for her being an entrepreneur. If she has Skype, she could call in and I would entertain her call. So again, the team for March the 23rd, 26th, for the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 are Willie Crawford, Crystal Washington, John Mullock, Leon Ellis, Sam Orm, Cheryl Cottle, Stephen Jackson, Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Brian D. Ridgway, James Nimley, Chandel Pitts, Jennifer Sertl, Ed Foxworth III, Kobe Huberman, and the billionaire himself, Simon T. Bailey. We will be blessed to have two keynotes from Simon. We'll have one on Saturday night at the gala, and we are going to have one on the rocking Sunday morning worship. So listen, you don't want to miss this. And I'm so honored, I'm so proud to be the one that was called to host this conference. So mark your date down, March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City. So if you have never been to New York City, know that this is your time. I want to welcome guest 328 to the show. And we are talking about entrepreneurship. So if you have any insight on entrepreneurship, if you are already an entrepreneur or you are a wannabe entrepreneur, let us have some conversation about that. If you are interested in calling in, the number to call is 646-915-8166. If you have any questions or suggestions about that entrepreneurship, please call in, or you can type it in the chat room and I will be sure to take your call. But let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. To love is to understand and to feel that the other person is different. So each and every one of us as entrepreneurs need to understand our uniqueness in what we are doing. It does not matter, guys, if somebody's business card reads the same thing that you have on your business card. Trust me, they are not you, and they can never be you unless you clone yourself. Nobody, absolutely nobody out there cannot be me. No, sir. They cannot be me. I am authentically me. I'm unique. And only I can do what I'm doing. I choose to do this. And I have the power and the ability to choose to do as many things as I want in this world. It doesn't matter how many people out there are already doing it. That is not going to hinder me from doing what it is that I am to do. So, Madam Assistant, I don't know if you want, if your mom has Skype and if she wants to call in. Maybe she's shy. However, we are looking for some entrepreneurs to call in to tell us about their experiences as entrepreneurs and some of the lessons that they have learned over the years about entrepreneurship. So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And guest 328, if you have any question, please write it in the chat room if you are not in a position to call in. All right. Thank you. She's not on Skype, so we can't get her. Okay. Thank you very, very much for that response. Well, if there's anyone who is listening and you are a wannabe entrepreneur, you can call in or you can type it in the chat room and let's talk about some of the things that's holding you back. Let's talk about that. What's holding you back from becoming an entrepreneur? Remember, one person is not another person. What is he then? He is unique. I want for you to remember this. One person is not another person. What is he? Then he is unique. So do not allow any thoughts or failure that you have noticed around you to hold you back. You step out and be bold, knowing that it all lies within you. Only you, you and only you can do what you are called to do. Only you. So get a mentor, get a coach. Invest in your intellectual capital. Appreciate you. Love yourself. And accept that you were born for greatness. And know that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, standing in your way other than you yourself. So my question to you is, what's holding you back from becoming the powerful entrepreneur that the world is waiting to see? Call the number 646-915-8166 and let's talk about what's holding you captive. What's in your way? You are the only person that's in your way. So call me up and let's talk about how you can discover the key to unlocking that door that you have locked yourself in for a long time. When you see that everything is different, that everything is unique, you become one with the whole. This is because you no longer judge, compare, or attribute particular characteristics. Remove the characteristics and you no longer have an entity. Isn't that the truth? When you remove all this stuff out of the way, you realize you are naked. All that is standing in your way, it's you. So why not be bold? Why not pick the phone up this morning and call and let's talk about it. Let's talk about what's holding you back from becoming the entrepreneur that you were called to be. Money is not standing in your way. Contacts is not standing in your way. you are standing in your way. So I challenge you this morning. Today is the 12th of October, 2012. I challenge you this morning to step out, be bold, and take action. We are here every week. We are here on a Wednesday, and we feature some of the most powerful entrepreneurs from around the world sharing their stories. Yes, it was not always dandy and easy. However, they made it, and they are here now to share their story. Let us help you to create your story. Let us help you to tell your story. There are lots and lots of you who have talents and skills that's laying dormant. What are you good at? Are you good at cooking? Are you good at doing hair? Are you good at doing nails? Are you good at applying makeup? What it is, there is something that is laying dormant in you that you can create and turn around into an entrepreneurial venture. You just need to step out and be bold about it. If you do not think he's different, he is unique, he exists in his own right, there cannot be any relationship. So, you heard again, I'm going to piggyback on Dee talking about the mentor she had in the UK for four years. And had never, 4 years, and had never met the gentleman. Yet the gentleman referred her for a speaking engagement at a conference. That's what it's all about. You see, 4 years when she entered into that relationship, she did not go in there asking, what's in it for me? But she went in there wanting to add value, which paid off. Again, my question to you is, what's holding you back? What's holding you back from allowing the world to see you? The great you, the authentic you, the infinite you. What's holding you back? The number to call is 646-915-8166. I have another favorite artist who is another entrepreneur. She and her husband have a band, and she has an amazing story, and she's Bethany Shamed. And you have heard her on the show here sharing her story maybe about 8 or 9 months ago. And I just love this song that she plays more. And I want to share this song with you this morning because each and every one of us needs more. And in order to get that more, we ought to claim it, harness it with everything we have. So here is Bethany Shamed with More.
Here I go.
Yes, that was Bethany Schmidt with More. You know, we all need more. We all need more in life. And what's your more that you want? Are you sitting on the sideline? You know, you have that calling where you want to be an entrepreneur. You know that's what God has called you for, yet you're sitting on the sideline waiting. I know, especially as a lot of Christian people, you know, God gave them a vision of what it is he calls them to do and want them to do, and they still sit down for 30 years, 40 years. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting on the Lord. And the Lord already told you what to do. Wake up, smell the coffee, and do something. Don't sit down because, trust me, you are not going to get the other piece of the puzzle until you take action with what you have gotten so far. So I don't know who that was for. That was for somebody who is going to be listening on the archive or someone who is listening on their phone. Take action. Get up. Action is your word for today. If a baby always lay in the crib, they would never get up. But you notice after a few months, they begin to roll over. And before you know it, they are grabbing to the bar and standing up. I was at my friend's house a couple of weeks ago. And she said, oh yeah, I predicted it and it happened. I said, what happened? She said, Lucy climbed out of the playpen. That's her grandbaby who is just a little bit over a year old. But I tell you, that girl has some strong legs on her. She talks and she eats everything. And you look at her and she's strong. So if babies can do that, what about us? What's holding you back? Now, I encourage you to call in. Let's talk about it. And if you have any experiences as an entrepreneur and you want to share it, call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And I have a caller, and I'm so thankful for that. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 8289. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, this is CJ from Miss CJ and You, and I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello, my new friend and sister, CJ. How are you?
I am so good. I was trying to catch your show earlier today, but I was on a couple conference calls, so I'm like, late, but I wanted to be a part of it today.
Thank
because I know
I
you were talking about entrepreneurship.
And I know it's the crack of dawn for you out there, because what time is it in Tennessee?
No, it's just 10. It's just 10:13. It's not
okay,
that
all right, okay.
Yeah, it's not
I'm
better.
Always so appreciative when people call in, because my listeners are from all over the world, and people will say, oh, it's my bedtime, but I had to stay up. So it is a blessing. So I thank you, and I know this morning you're calling in as part of my listenership, because I'm planning to have you on the show, because you are doing some mighty things out there yourself, and I want to give you airtime to talk about the things you're doing. But today, I thank you for wanting to contribute to the conversation around entrepreneurship. So introduce yourself, and let's get into a little dialogue about entrepreneurship, CJ and you.
Okay, great. My name is CJ Cohen, and I am over a company called Dominate Your Destiny. And what we do is we help entrepreneurs. We have large entrepreneurship. You know, if your company is a large company or a small company, we help you make your business more valuable. Okay, we give you business training, life coach training. We tell you what's the latest, the greatest things out there to help your company to grow. Now, what we have found out in our seminars, and we bring in experts in their fields to come in and train you for a day. It's like a boot camp. But we have found out that a lot of people are afraid to take that next step. You know, God has given them a great vision, but they are afraid to take that next step. And that is investing in yourself.
That's right.
Because a lot of people will refuse to invest in themselves. They won't get training. They won't pick up a book. You know, they won't go on Google and find out what I need to do. And that's the biggest problem we have found with companies that are failing that has come to us and said, what do we do? And the first thing we ask them is like, okay, what was your research at? What have you did to invest in a vision that God has given you?
Mm-hmm.
Because you, if God may have given you a vision to, say, have a shoe store, but you need to find out what kind of shoes, designer shoes, who does this, and something that sets yourself apart. So we teach you about technical stuff, web paging, branding, all of those things you need. And most importantly, we teach you about research. You've got to research your business. You've got to research your vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like reading your scriptures.
Mm.
If you want to know God, you got to read the Bible.
That's right. That's right. I thank you. I thank you, CJ, because you know something? I don't know if you were logged on when I mentioned about believers sitting down and waiting on the Lord. And
mm-hmm.
I said I didn't know who needed to hear that. And you came on and affirmed that and saying the same thing. Action.
What? Action.
After you got that intuition about what the Lord wanted to do, some people get word of prophecy, everything, and they still sit down in their easy chair waiting on the Lord, and they have not even started to do the research or whatever to see where they need to go.
That's true. That
we
is
have
so true.
To be there. So I'm so excited that the Lord have you calling, who is an expert in the area, to shed some light on that. Now, in your field, and I know I don't know how long you have been doing that, CJ, but when you look on both genders, which of the gender, male or female, is more lax in getting their research done?
I have found out that when I look at gender, it is likely more the male is. He would do his research less than a female will. And I think because a lot of times males think because I'm a man, I kind of have my own ticket, my own ride. And females, I found out that we feel like we've got to keep up a step ahead because for so many years there has been that ceiling there in business. You know, you need to stay at home. Believe it or not, that mentality still exists today in the business world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a man's world. I mean, people still believe that. They still want to preach that. And
they're brainwashed.
They're brainwashed, and it's really sad. But, men, they'll just jump on out there and jump into something because they feel like they know everything.
Yeah. You know, CJ, this past August, I coordinate a French cultural exchange program.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the host families and I, we were having the same conversation. Because when I'm coordinating the program, that's what I focus on. I really don't get them involved in what else I do. There are some of them who know I have the radio show, I have a TV show, I'm a coach, I'm a speaker, and
right.
all that stuff. However, I just focus on that part when I'm with them. And
Right. Somebody,
she got the win about me, all the other aspect are me. I don't know if somebody told her about my website and whatever. And she asked me one day, we were standing in the parking lot, I understand that you're a coach. I said, yes. And she said, who do you coach? And I told her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, women or men? And I said, both.
Right.
She said, men? You coach men too? I said, yeah. With a big old smile on my face. And she said, look at me. You are telling me that a man allow you to tell them what to do? I said, no. Well, I said, coaches don't tell you what to do. But
that's true.
I said, my male clients allow me to facilitate the dialogue, which empowers them.
Right.
So there's a lot of women who see themselves less than a man for the same reason that you just mentioned.
Right. And it could come really from childhood. You know, these are things that we develop very young in life. How we see ourselves really stems from, you know, maybe we were a child. Maybe a teacher did not have enough confidence or faith in us. You know, not every student is an A student, but I will tell you this, that everyone has a gift that God has given them.
That's
now,
right.
You don't have to be a straight A student. You may not speak four or five different languages, but I promise you there is something inside of you. There is purpose inside of you that you're able to. I have another business coach here with me. That was able. That God has enabled you to go forth and present. You know what you need to present.
Mm-hmm.
You know that He has for you for the world, and you need to use that talent. You cannot allow your past to hold you back, or you cannot allow people in your family, in your relationships.
Right.
If you got a boyfriend or a husband, and I don't try to come between people, but if he's telling you you can't, then you need to need to get on up out of there.
Trust me, it is time to buck up.
That is.
It's time. If he cannot embrace and support what you're doing, or if she cannot embrace and support what you're doing, it's time to say, I'm out of here.
Right.
Because everyone is supposed to help to lift you up and embrace and support you, even when they do not understand what it is. Because a lot of times, people do not understand what we're called to do.
That's true. That's true.
Until we give birth to it.
Yes, that's true. And a lot of times they're being held back. And I always say your worst enemy can be yourself.
Really, yes, sir. Yes,
you really need to pick that up. And that's why we have Dominate Your Destiny, because you are to go out there, like you said earlier, like more. You are to embrace it. You know, you are
that's
to grab it. You are to pull it in to you. And you are to walk in your destiny.
That's right. That's right. You did say you have another business coach with you. So
yes, I do. In fact, I think he is a male, and I think he's doing the typing. I don't know if he can hear it. You might want to turn the speaker up. Just
so
yeah, he is here.
I was thinking if he wants to weigh in on the conversation and add anything, he's welcome to do that too, because it's all about sharing so people understand, because it was never easy for us. I remember when I started out, CJ, and a well-thinking gentleman, we were sitting the hotel, the Holiday Inn Hotel close to where I live. They have happy hour and free hors d'oeuvres.
Right.
So when my son used to go to boarding school, I said, oh, well, my grocery bill is not going to be high. So I would go there with my friend, and we would buy a couple of two ginger ale, because you had to buy two drinks, and they didn't stipulate what you buy.
Right.
I would buy two ginger ale, and my friend would buy two white wine or whatever she was going to drink, and we had our meal. And then we met these two gentlemen, and one asked me what I did, and I told him. And he said, oh, woo. He said, you from the islands, right? I said, oh, no, I'm only from one, from Jamaica. he said, but you won't be able to do no motivational speaking with that accent. I said,
what?
Oh, that's interesting. I said, that's an interesting statement. Well, what do you know? A couple years later, I was appointed the president for the Connecticut chapter of the National African American Speakers Association. And they had my inaugural luncheon. Guess who was on the top of my list? That gentleman. And
good.
He came, and when I was giving my speech, acceptance speech, I made mention of that. The first person to applaud was him, because you know what, CJ? He forgot he told me that.
Yes.
I did not call his name because I was not about to humiliate anyone.
Right, I understand.
But I shared the experience that how important it is to know who you are, to know to whom you belong, and the path that you are on.
That's so,
so that
important.
People will not derail you.
Right, right. You know? That and there's always obstacles in anything in life, not only in business but in your personal life, and you have to learn to not to let obstacles stop you.
No.
Okay.
No.
That is so important. So you did not allow, you know, because that gentleman saw that as an obstacle. I don't see that as an obstacle, but he did. And so you did not allow what he thought was an obstacle to stop you from continuing on because he said you had an accent.
Yeah.
So to him, that was an obstacle. Mm-hmm. And you like, I don't see any obstacles.
Please.
And you went forth with that.
That's right, CJ, because when I step out in front of my audience, there's absolutely nobody else in the world that has my sunny personality and my musical voice.
Right.
I own this.
I like that.
I own it. And
I love that.
Even somebody else from Jamaica, they don't own this. They own what they own, but I own this. And nobody, absolutely nobody, cannot take this away from me. So,
yes.
Whoever is listening, trust me, whatever is holding you back from starting, step out. Be bold. You hear CJ Conan speak about her business and what they do. They are there to hold you by the hand and to get you through the beginning, to show you how. But in order for that to happen, you got to take action. They are not going to come knocking on your door. You got to pick up the phone and you got to call them. And trust me, don't be talking about you don't have no money because that has nothing to do with it.
No, we actually show you how to get started with we can get you up and running for under $500.
That's right. So
that's how we teach you. We teach you. Mm-hmm. You say, I don't have money. Like, let me show you how you can get this done. Get your name out there for under $500 without going out, getting a loan, and a whole lot of things. Where else can you find that type of valuable information? You know, that is, like you say, you own it. I own this. I can tell you how to do this.
That's right.
This, you know, I do very well.
It's interesting, yeah, because you wrote in the chat room that the current school system does not support those who are creative and practical. You know, yesterday I went out with a friend.
Now, that's the business coach that's saying that. The other guy that's here.
Okay.
He's in the chat room and I'm on the phone.
You tell that guy to get on the phone and say something. Because, you know, just yesterday, my friend was sharing with me that there's someone that we both know who is a foster parent.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me how much money the lady is pulling in
off
those two children. And I said, but why is she getting so much? She said because she had the children being diagnosed with certain things that pulls in the most money. And
wow.
I asked my girlfriend and I said to her, isn't that lady going to be following the children for the rest of their life? And she said, sadly, yes. And she said, Daphne, right now, I'm so angry. I'm so angry about that. So it's especially when you look on the special education and everything.
Right.
A lot of children, so that's a very valid point. The person wrote in the chat room there,
right.
Especially when kids are talented and gifted,
right.
because the classrooms aren't designed to accommodate them.
No, not at all.
They do bomb into special ed, and
right.
special ed in the negative form of connotation because it pulls in dollars for the school districts. So this is why parents need to be extremely active in your children's lives and get them involved in the community. When the school said no, you say yes. And
right.
get your children what they need so they can read about them in the newspaper in a positive way. And they can see them on television and they can read about them in the business magazine. And they will think about, wow, isn't that little Johnny that was in my room?
You know, we are made to be overcomers, and people need to realize that. We are created to be overcomers.
Yes, yes. Well, Vanna says she lives in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully for that, her school offered dance, drama, and music. And that's a good thing. And then the question probably becomes, is that something that is offered to the general population, or it is something that your parents had to pay for? You know, and there are still a lot more. Yes. You know, there's a lot more. Yes, a lot of the core things are around dancing, drama, music.
Right.
But yes, there are still other kids there who still, the parents need to be involved to find out what it is that they are good at doing and help them to build that up. You
That's
know,
true.
PJ?
That's true.
I think it was about 4 years ago. I went to a networking meeting in New York, Queens. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I have a call. Let me take the call. Let me just finish the thought, and then I'll take the call. And I met this little young man, a little thing, because when I spoke to him, I think he was like 14, and I look at him, trust me, I thought he was 7. But he was in business.
Uh-huh,
and he gave
uh-huh.
me his business card. His business card was typed on a piece of paper.
Oh,
but
okay.
He was passionate in explaining to me what he was about. I
uh-huh.
was impressed. I said, who is here with you? Your mom or who? He said, no, his teacher. I said, let me speak to your teacher because I want to have you on my TV show to talk about what you're doing.
Right.
I spoke to the teacher, and the teacher said, yes, she would try to coordinate it with the mother. Well, for whatever happened, he never made it to Connecticut. But what happened, CJ? One Saturday, I was watching a program out of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who was sitting on there being interviewed?
The little boy.
The young man, because he was about to have a trunk show in Macy's department store.
Whoa.
He now had a line of garments.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at him and I listened to him and the tears ran out my eyes.
Oh.
And I said, my God, that's what I'm talking about. So I'm so excited. I have a call, and the caller is calling from your neck at the woods, CJ.
It is the business coach.
Okay, well, good morning, Mr. Business Coach. You're last.
I'm not only in the next woods. I'm in the next room.
Actually, he lives in the same house with me. He's my husband.
I'm telling you, I'm excited about what you're talking about today. You know, I'm really excited about it because in our current educational system, okay, our youngest and brightest people, when they enter school, 80% of them end up in what we call special education or those special programs.
Mm-hmm.
They're turned off by the age of 10. And it doesn't manifest itself until they're about 16. At 16, they're ready to drop out of school. They're ready to quit school. People have branded them as being unintelligent.
Oh, yeah.
And tell them all the things they can't accomplish. This is what, you know, and this is the way the system has been. But recently, people began to understand that intelligence is a difficult thing to define because people can be intelligent in so many ways. Our school system is developed for those students who are analytical and logical.
That's right.
But the people that are practical and creative, there's no room for them. They think
that
they're dummies.
That's right.
So these creative and practical people, I mean, if we just broke it down into four categories, and if we made it into a diamond, we put analytical on the left, if we looked at a map, it would be on the west,
mm-hmm.
and we put logical up at the north, And then we put creative on the east, and we put practical on the south. If we looked at it, only one quarter, you see, only one quarter of that diamond would fit in the realm of analytical and logical. The other three quarters of it would be left out. And
That's right.
Are the people, these are the people that are really left out. And those who have been raised and have the African culture, you know, or ethnicity in them, they're more like likely to be in the creative and the practical category.
That's right.
Which means most of the time they're left out of really participating in the or being considered intelligent in the current system that we have.
That's right. Woo! I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Miss CJ?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. You and your honey just earn a slot for next Wednesday's show at 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I hope you all have the time next. I have two guests coming on from the 11 to 12. I would love to publicly invite you both for the 10 to 11 segments. We'll talk about it later on to make sure you have
okay. This, that'd be good.
This is so true. I want to share something that I saw one of my Facebook friends wrote, and it has to do with Steve Jobs. She wrote on her update, she said, Steve Jobs was born out of wedlock, gave up for adoption, dropped out of college, yet he changed the world. What's your excuse?
Oh, that is pretty awesome.
Wasn't that powerful?
That was really powerful.
Everybody walks
awesome.
Around looking for excuses. This trouble, if I only had this skin color, if my hair wasn't so nappy, you know, if I didn't have a lisp, they would hire me. Forget it. Use it to your advantage.
That's true.
Use it to your advantage. You know, this is amazing. And you know, people going around and they're blaming the system. And, you know, it's the government's fault. It's the this, it's the that. I remember one of our former presidents, he was speaking at the commencement ceremony here at Yale. And what did he say? If you are a C student, you too can become president. That's what he said. So, don't worry about the grades. You don't have to have a 9.0 GPA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do.
Most people aren't going to have it anyway because they don't fit into that spot on the scale, you know, on the chart that they make. They don't fit in there. So if you don't fit in that little spot they have on a chart, and that's what I'm trying to say.
That's right.
If you're practical or creative, you can be more intelligent than people that are sitting in that chart, but the system may not tell you that you're intelligent. So you're intelligent in spite of what the system says.
Thanks.
And you have to learn to use what you have to your advantage.
Yeah,
you know,
because the system is only looking at academic.
Right, that's true. That's true.
You know.
That's true. And you got to ask yourself, and this is what I have found out. What job interview do you go on, or what business did you go into, and they ask you, what was your grade point average? They're more interested in your skill set. Okay? Can you do this job? Are you proficient in the skill or in your trade, you know what I'm saying, in your occupation? They don't care what you made in school, your grades. They are interested in your skill set. And that's why I said God has given everyone a skill, a talent, a gift. And that is what you need to be proficient in, because that is really what is tied to your prosperity and to your happiness, is when you walk in your own calling, your lane,
That's
in what God has given you. And I'm telling you, it's a whole new world.
That's right. I said, CJ, I just got an aha moment. I'm not 2 years old. I'm in my 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought about what you just said. And I'm the first to accept when I hear something new. For as many job interviews as I had gone on before I became an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
no one ever asked me about that for true, and I never thought of it.
Right.
Isn't that something? So listen, guys, if you don't retain anything out of this conversation, you write it down that when you go on that job interview, they're not asking about your GPA. They
nope.
are asking about the job, your proficiency, how you can perform.
That's
how
true.
Can you perform? Guest 328, I thank you. Want to know if you have any questions, type it in the room. And, you know, the Lord just pull this conversation together so powerfully.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
this is the beauty. This is the beauty of social media
mm-hmm.
because we just met on a show about a month ago.
That's true.
CJ and I met on the show for the dues.
Yes.
And it's like I have met her. I'm looking forward to having her son on the show in the future. I'm looking forward to have she and her husband on because there are so many powerful people doing amazing things. And this is what I'm about in showcasing these people and adding value to what we all do. Because we don't want to sit down and have people wallowing in self-pity because they think they can't do. So
That's
if you're
true.
Out there worrying about, I don't have the money to do my business. I can't do this. You hear CJ say she can show you how to do it for less than $500. And
every day.
When they
yes.
come on the show, we are going to be talking in more depth
mm-hmm.
about that. So I'm not even going to have them to give their contact information today or anything because we are going to have a full episode where we give them what is duly theirs. So
thank you.
I just want to say one thing to your audience out here, you know, because like you were saying before, people find excuses for this and excuses for that. Okay, I don't know if I readily want to say this, but I will say it. I used to play cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we played spades and we played hearts. We played bid whisk. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
one of the things that made a good card player is whatever card he got, he did his best to win the game with the cards he was dealt.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
And we've got to take that same mentality towards life. You know, we've got to play the cards that we've been dealt, but we've got to learn how to play the game the best way.
That's right.
You know, learn how to take a lead from our partners and play back the right cards. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
If we do that in life, if we look at it the same way we looked at card games, you see, then we can have a winning mentality, and that's what we need to do.
Mr. Cron, there's a game in Jamaica called Domino.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Listen to me, man. We do the same thing playing dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
Your partner give you a code, and you know whether you should play or you should pass. Because
right.
you know if your partner give you a code to pass, he's setting up a winning game for you and him. So
mm-hmm.
you got to play. That's it. That speaks it right there. That speaks it right there.
Well, I am so glad that we are not alone, you know, because of people like you, you know, Daphne. It's just wonderful that people are doing what you're doing on such a, you know, worldwide scale that
you're
actually reaching people who need to be reached. And
this is
a purpose. This is a purpose for your life, you know, and this is your destiny. And I always thank God when I see someone walking in their destiny.
Oh,
you know, because when you walk in your destiny, everyone everyone gets a piece of it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Everyone gets an upliftment and encouragement from it when you're walking in your destiny.
That's right. I want to welcome guest 444, and you're like at the tail end, but you can catch the entire show at the on the archive. So be sure to tune in there. I'm so excited about my two new friends calling in and shedding some light on what it is we are doing here. And it is just an amazing thing when you can see the light in others and encourage them. People need to understand, regardless of where you are, we are here to add value and to help you grow. So if there is no one in your local community that is willing to help you, reach out to us, because we are only a tweet away. We are only a Facebook message away. We are only an email away. We are only a phone call away. You have no excuses. None. None whatsoever. So I want to thank the Coins for calling in. And we will talk off the air about whether or not you are available for next Wednesday.
Okay.
And I want to respect your time, because I know you didn't plan to come on, but you call and bless me. I want to give you an opportunity for a closing thought.
My closing thought is, you know who you are in God first,
mm-hmm.
and know that you are important not only to God but to the world.
Yes.
And don't let nobody tell you that you are nothing, or that your life means nothing. You
mm-hmm.
were given a life for a purpose.
That's
and I just
right.
want you to dominate your purpose and walk in your destiny, so that not only it uplifts you, but uplifts the community, you know, that you live in as well.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, CJ. Mr. Cohn, what's your closing thought, sir?
My closing thought is some advice for anyone who wants to accomplish something. Find two people that have done what you want to do. Find out how they did it so that you can apply the principles of their success and make it your success. And then you can be creative, you see, and use other things that you have learned so that you can exceed what they have done.
And that right there is powerful, because when you do that, you don't find yourself reinventing the wheel.
Amen.
If somebody already did it, you ain't got to go do it again. Just go on that bandwagon and shorten your learning curve. Take pride, ego, and shame out of the way. I tell
yes.
you something. 2012 is coming. And if it is to be, it's certainly up to you. But you know how it's going to be? It's action. You got to take action. You got to get up and begin to take action.
Yes.
Only you know what your first action needs to be. We are here to assist you. We are not going to judge you. We are just here to extend the hand to you. Again, I want to thank the Coins for calling in and for just so richly blessing my listeners and for investing into the calling and mission that I am on.
Well, thank you for listening to us.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Cohn. So I want to, again, just run over the list for the speakers for the Vision Weekend Conference, which is March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City. My speakers are Mr. Leon Ellis, Miss Jan Mullock, Miss Crystal Washington, Mr. Will Crawford, Mr. Sam Orne, Dr. Cheryl Cuddle, Mr. Stephen Jackson, Ms. Aurelia Michelle Durant, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, Mr. Kobe Huberman, all the way from Israel, Mr. Edward Foxworth, Miss Jennifer Sertle, Mrs. Chandel Pitts, Mr. James Nemley, and the brilliant expert himself, Mr. Simon T. Bailey, will be our keynote on Saturday and as well as Sunday morning service. And I have been blessed to carry the torch of the founder of this event. I pray that you find it suitable to invest your time in and to be here with us at the Vision Weekend Conference on March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City. Trust me, we will be making history in Times Square. God is going to be doing a mighty, mighty work in Times Square. And you want to be there. You don't want to only be reading about it. You want to be there so you can see yourself making history. Remember, don't be left out. Here is what you can do for us. You can visit our fan page on facebook.com/Vision Weekend. And I have set a goal to get 2,500 fans by the 15th. I have 3 days. I want your support and help in doing it. And even if you are listening on the archives, I ask that you still go on there and become part of the Vision Weekend Conference. Be a fan of ours. So I want to just ask you to help me. We have 3 days to make 2,500. I'm not sure where we are right now, but I know it can be done. I know it will be done. And I know I can say that because you are in support of what is taking place and you will help us to make this happen. I want to thank guest 328, CJ, and you, and Mr. Conan. I want to thank Vanna for helping out this day. And again, I look forward to seeing you on Sunday when my guest is Mr. James Kiowak out of Canada. He's going to be talking about Create a Happy Life Now and to share his story about how he can, how he has turned around what was happening to him to create a happy life for himself. So I see you on Sunday. Then the following Wednesday at 11 a.m., we will be having Karen McLeod and Crystal Washington talking about social unities. So you don't want to miss, and I'm hoping that we are going to have the Conans in. They are doing a powerful work as well. So, hey, guys, we are doing amazing, amazing things here. So, again, I thank you. I want to remind you again to visit our fan page, facebook.com, and just share it with each other. Each one has a special nature, peculiar to himself, which he must follow, and through which he will find his way to freedom. You heard Mr. Cohen spoke about being unique, and he shared about how you can understand about your creativity. So understand about your uniqueness and your creativity, and know that only you and only you that can prevent yourself from living your destiny. You are called for a destiny. So I challenge you today. Today is the 12th day of October, 2011. I give you permission to move out of your way so you can catapult to greatness. This is Dynamic Daphne. It was an honor and a privilege to share this time with you. I want to thank my guest, Dee Boone, for coming on and so eloquently sharing her expertise. And for my two listeners who call in from Tennessee, Thank you, and continued success to all of you. I want to encourage you to follow your destiny.
You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called. great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your